It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Oh my God, they're back.
What?
Oh my God, they pulled a Beyonce and they surprise dropped a podcast.
That's because we're really cool.
This
and
is
sexy
and sexy. This yeah. is our Lemonade, a reference that Ben totally gets.
Something to do with Jay-Z cheating, right?
Yes, yes, that's okay. True. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Well, what does that have to do with us?
Well, she dropped Lemonade out of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
I think
it's not because I did one podcast with Alex while you were gone.
Oh, yeah. that was fucked up. Yes. Yes. For those of you listening to this podcast for the first time, we were away for a long time because of some terrible shit that has happened in my life, still ongoing. And I just want to thank everybody for all of the heartfelt messages that we received. Sincerely, it was wonderful. It was really wonderful, all the nice things that everybody said. Still don't really want to share any details at this time, might come out in the future, but just we are still not podcasting live at this time. We are going to be podcasting at the rate that we can, but we do expect all of the Ultimatum season 2 to come out within 1 week or so probably, and we will be doing Love is Blind after the altar after that, and everything will be coming out, but just we can't do live at this time. Isn't that right, Ben?
Yes. And Love is Blind after the altar, just in time for football season coming. I think it's going to sync up really nicely. I'm very excited for that.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Yes, we're still figuring out getting the Patreon back up. We're going to figure we'll have news on that soon. We hope to do that. We're still figuring things out. This was very sudden. I called Ben and I said, we gotta do it.
I was out here in Studio City staying at the Seinfeld apartment because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike. They weren't using the set. So I've been kind of just hanging here and nobody's really noticed. Security doesn't care. They're not shooting here right now. So here I am in the Seinfeld apartment.
For those of you listening to the audio only version of this podcast, Ben's background is Ben's in the Seinfeld apartment currently. If you are watching the YouTube version, subscribe to us on YouTube/Reality Alert. Thank you.
YouTube.com.
YouTube Reality Alert.com.
HTTP://
TikTok your YouTube to Reality Alert.
Yes.
Guys. It is so good to be back, isn't it, Ben?
It's the best. I'm excited. Although I'm going to be honest with you, Max. This first two episodes, a little boring.
And then we lost Lisa.
The only good character. Literally the only good character.
There is a Ben Folds song called Losing Lisa. And I just keep playing it in my head. Losing Lisa, and there's nothing I can do. And I'm like, well, we lost Lisa. There's nothing we can do. And Ben, I know you know who Ben Folds is. So
he's
okay.
He's the piano guy, right?
Yeah. And he was in an episode. He was in episodes of You're the Worst. And he was in the Ass Crack Bandit episode of Community. So you know who he is.
Oh, who was he in that?
He was a janitor.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that song keeps playing my head because we lost Lisa.
Wow.
She served.
It's a shame. I kind of wish, I mean, she is under contract. Now, I know this is going to look insensitive here, but she was under contract. They could have forced her to,
you know, I don't get why
dating other people while pregnant. Why not?
Like, I don't get why her being pregnant changes anything.
I know.
So
they just broke up. She's gonna wanna, you know, look around and see what else is out there.
Pregnant people get married to other people all the time. I think it's very regressive to think
especially
that just because you're
especially in the South, in the Carolinas, right?
That's, yeah.
It happens down there.
So now she has to have a shotgun wedding to who she's with. Like, I just don't understand. This is very regressive thinking.
Yeah.
She should do a trial wedding. They should read her that contract to help her. She needs to trust the process of the ultimatum. That is how Nick and Vanessa turned out so happy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And where was Vanessa at the final dinner? Did we lose Vanessa, too? Do you think that she was edited out because they were editing this during when the reunion for Love is Blind aired?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. She was too busy sending Paul flowers. What's going on?
As you know, we are Team Vanessa, so we think they should have edited her back in. I missed her.
This came at a very convenient time for Lisa, too. I'm not saying she's lying about her pregnancy. Don't get me started.
They were like, she claimed that she took a pregnancy and showed it to us. Like, the phrasing was very like, we didn't watch her pee on it, so we don't know if it was her pee that was on the test. She could have
really gotten... The Netflix cameraman didn't watch her pee on that. Usually they're so intimate.
They were like, we did not administer this pregnancy test, so we cannot confirm. Like, the way that Nick phrased it was like, this was not a production given pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Like, she did it. And it was clear that she was trying to get out, like,
the whole time. Many times.
Like, every time that I saw her, I wrote down in my notes, like, okay, production read her contract again. Like, she's still here.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to name the baby Raya?
I think they're going to name Hooters Bitch.
Hooters Bitch. Gonna be. Yeah. That's what the name of the baby's going to be. Maybe she's gonna have two kids. It's gonna be blue cheese and ranch dressing.
You're gonna name the baby Dense Ass Female. That was another one of my favorite lines for her. I've never heard somebody called a dense ass female before. That was a good one.
Sometimes stars that shine that bright go out the quickest.
I know, she's a star. Like, can we get her on Perfect Match, please?
Please.
Once again, no reason that somebody, she can sit out of the physical challenges while she's pregnant. I don't get why. I think it's very ableist to say that pregnant women can't do things like be on dating shows.
Exactly. Come on. Pregnant women are beautiful and they need to be on all the dating shows.
They can lift up to 300 pounds. They can go on roller coasters. They can do anything they want. I don't understand. There's so many restrictions. They say there's so many things
people can jump on trampolines.
They can do keg stands. I don't understand what the problem is.
They can do cannonballs on the Shane. You know?
Yeah. What is the problem here? Pregnant women can do anything they want. Preposterous.
We're taking a stand here at Reality Alert for pregnant women to be on these dating shows. Okay,
it's just ridiculous that they let her go.
I think we did just give an idea to some producer out there, though, Mac. I really think we did a dating show with only pregnant women.
Pregnant women, alcohol island.
Pregnant women and a bunch of like virgin men, maybe, or something.
Oh, that would be good at a Six Flags with an open bar. Six Flags.
Open bar. Well, of course it's open bar. That goes without saying. It's reality TV.
That'd be good.
So,
I just want to let people know the sound. We do have a new soundboard for those of you. So we do have some new sound clips available. But I have relocated to New Jersey temporarily, so I don't have the old soundboard that's on my old computer. But it will return. Eventually, we have some new sound clips from the episode. We just don't have all of the old ones. So we do. I don't apologize because it's not my fault. But one day they will return. Yeah. And also, I meant to say this. We did intend to cover the ultimatum queer love, but then we had to take our hiatus, and we do intend to maybe cover it on Patreon, or maybe if we have free time on the public channel in the future, but we haven't covered it yet because of extenuating circumstances. It's not queer erasure. Don't worry. Okay.
No.
Just want you to know. So no YouTube comments, please.
No,
please.
We missed out on Temptation Island too, which I'm sad about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're very sad. But please, in the YouTube comments, being like, why didn't you cover the I can see them coming. I can see it coming, then.
Oh, they're going to happen regardless.
They're going to come in like, oh, we see what you guys did. And it's like, if you knew my life, You would be very apologetic.
Look, these commenters, they don't watch the show. Okay.
They don't. I know. They're not even going to watch our podcast. But no, we haven't watched yet because I think we both watched the first episode when we thought we were going to cover, but then we weren't able to. Yeah. We haven't watched yet because we want to cover it in the moment. So we don't even follow the people on social because we don't want spoilers. I have no idea what happened in that season. No idea. So we're excited about that. But should we get into this show now that we've spent 10 minutes being very productive?
Yes. Let's okay. do it.
When we get this intro, and Ben, I'm hearing country music. I'm hearing some country accents.
I know.
I was. People are telling us they're getting ultimatums. I'm thinking that we're back in Texas at first. That's I was like, I too. We shot last in Austin. I'm like, are we in Houston? Are we in Dallas? Are we in? Are we in El Paso? Are we in?
What else? Yeah. How many more?
Friday Night Lights Town.
What other cities are in Texas?
What's the San Antonio?
San Antonio. That's good.
I don't know.
What
do
else?
Do you know more ones in Texas?
Let's go Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Dallas. Houston.
Austin. Did you say Austin?
I mentioned Austin. The Texas Rangers Stadium.
Don't forget about the Alamo.
Don't forget about it. All right.
The city, right?
So I was like, oh, fuck, our reviews are going to go down again because all the Texas people are going to get mad. But instead, we get to piss off all the people from North Carolina.
Which, Max, you have ties to.
I went to college in North Carolina. Yeah. In good old Winston-Salem.
Yeah, you never shut up about it either.
And, you know, you're never going to forget about Winston-Salem because you got Winston cigarettes. And Salem cigarettes, Winston's and Salem's. Can't forget about that. Good old tobacco country, Ben.
I mean, you seem to know a lot about tobacco.
Well, that's because it's where tobacco's from, Winston-Salem. It's tobacco right. town.
Well, and we're sponsored by Big Tobacco.
Here. Yeah. Yep. That's what's happening. That was a joke.
Big Tobacco. Joke, I didn't even say a brand. I just said the lobby. The lobby sponsors us.
You're right. We're going to edit everything out. Anyway. North Carolina, though, you know, it's cool. Cookout, food, Bojangles.
Bojangles, okay.
Bojangles. You ever been to Bojangles? They have really good biscuits there.
I haven't.
So Nick and Vanessa finally show up, and I'm like, there's our guy. There's our gal, Ben.
Yeah. I mean, the mood was set. There are candles everywhere. I was feeling romantic. And then I see my two favorite people walk in. You know, it's very sweet. I'm very excited for this.
It's nice to see Nick and Vanessa. You know, it's great with creepy Uncle Nick by himself on Perfect Match. But, you know. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you need pudding with a spoon, you know?
Yes. Which one's the pudding and which one's the spoon?
That's a good question. I think that Nick is the pudding.
Yeah. Because he's just, you know, he's just there.
Yeah. And
Vanessa's doing the work.
She digs in. She gets in there. Yeah. That's why we love her. We're Team Vanessa here, okay?
And then the spoon has to send flowers after she gets too hard.
Yes. Right? That's to Paul. Who... To Paul. Who, you know, everyone loves. He's
everyone's favorite guy.
Everyone's great guy. He likes plants.
Team Shelby, never forget.
Yeah, Team Shelby. Nick introduces this crazy twist in the show where we find out that somebody has issued an ultimatum in each couple. And I was like, what? God. I was like, what? What?
I do love that they just gave us the whole rundown of what the show is again, even though there's already been a first season.
Yeah, but. I was like, yeah, we and everybody. Yeah, I was like, also people have in the intro we're talking about it too. I was like, we get it.
Yeah,
we get it, bro.
I love too. The other thing that was hilarious was when he starts talking about, okay, so psychologists say that this is a very bad idea, but we're gonna go forward with this anyways. Like, oh, they're getting so honest.
I know.
I really appreciate that about Nick.
It's really nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah. But psychologists are assholes, so fuck them.
Science is evil. This is about faith. Faith in reality TV producers. The good guys.
Yes.
Historically good people. So we meet Antonio and Roxanne. We get their ages later, so we'll get to that. There's no like big age differences though, which is kind of a bummer. Those are very fun on these shows sometimes.
Yes, yes.
You know, really good stuff. But they've been together for 4 years. You know, not an unreasonable time to get married in some opinions.
No,
you know,
no.
So some of these 2 year people, in my opinion, I'm like, it's 2 years, but yes, you know, some people really jump into things, but you know, for
it's season years, one, we had a relationship that was even less than 2 years.
It was like 1 year. It's yeah, like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's like,
but at least like, this is more manageable.
Yeah. I have some friends who were like, after 2 years, their girlfriends were like, what are we doing? You need to propose or I'm moving on. And I do understand it. People do have different priorities, but yes. I also kind of feel that like a 2 year relationship at a kind of younger age, I'm kind of like, well, can you wait for three if somebody's not
yeah
ready?
Yes, yes. Now, the couple that was high school sweethearts that have been dating for, what, 7, 8 years, then maybe
maybe
might be better. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. They're young. I don't know. It's like you know, marriage.
They are still kind of young. Yeah,
marriage is it's a personal preference, you know?
Yes. Yes.
You know, I am exactly. I'm in a 9 year relationship and we're not married yet. And, yeah. You know, Ben, the judgment that I get from people is
really.
Is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, I tell people, yeah, you know, I've been with my girlfriend for 9 years. We're not married yet. We intend to be. It just hasn't happened yet, you know. Or I won't even get that far, and they'll be like, well, you know, you need to propose, right? And I'll be like, they'll be like, because she's thinking about it.
It's the, you know, law. It's
she's
the law.
Thinking about that ring, you know. And I'll be like, no, we've talked about it. We intend,
have a good communication.
We're so. Very happy. We're happier than most couples we know. We're going to get married. We're waiting for, we have a lot going on in our lives. We yes. are waiting for a good time. We want to have like a real celebratory wedding. We don't want to do a courthouse. And, you know, we're just waiting for the right time. We already feel like we're married and we are committed to each other. So for us, getting married would just be, kind of like a celebration, and then yeah. we would just call each other husband and wife, but nothing would really change.
I remember one time you told me you were hoping to have your wedding on the moon, and you were waiting until that yes, was be available.
For yes, everyone. I'm waiting for that kind of travel. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But dude,
the technology's there. It's gonna come soon.
But when you get to a certain point, dude, it is like so hilarious. They're like, and I'm like, no, like we communicate, and they're like,
it
no,
can't
she's...
be anyone in our generation, though, right? Like,
no, it is. Gonna... Oh, it is goodness. Because people project, and they're like, no, trust me, I'm a woman. She's a woman. We think about it our whole lives, and she might tell you that it's okay, but she wants you to propose. And I'm like, she cares less about getting married than I do. Like, yeah. I'm like, she doesn't, yeah. Maria doesn't give a shit. Like we communicate and we're okay, you know, but I don't
see.
Judge.
I know a lot of people who wait as long as you and I did, because I went 8 years before I ended up getting married. And a lot of people, I think there's a reason for this. I have a theory, and that's that it's a generational thing. I think we all saw our parents get married after like 6 months. and then we were like, we need to average this out a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends, like 6, 7 years to get married. I know Marie and I are on longer side, but we have a lot of things going on in our lives, and we're waiting for like a good moment too. But for us, it would just be like, as I said, a title. I don't see as it like as like what's, you know,
right
for me it's a big
right.
deal. But like people are also like, so why aren't you married? And I'll just say something like, we're progressive to kind of throw it off. It's like, I don't judge people for getting married quickly. I just think it's like, you know, I don't care, but it's like the judgment towards us
for not being married.
Wait, totally do judge people for getting married quickly on the Love is Blind podcast.
Well, that is insane. If you get married, that's different. If you get married after like 6 months, that is insane. Yeah, yeah. But 2 years, I'm like, okay, well, you actually know the person.
Yes.
And if you get married quickly and you're completely incompatible, that's insane. But you know,
I don't judge people if they're getting married for followers.
Honestly. No, I don't either. That's fine.
I just think it's just a business partnership, which is exactly what Roxanne wants, I think, out of this relationship. She just wants a business partner.
Yeah, she that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, we got to figure out what her business is, because I'm like, okay, if you are so ambitious and so into your business, then what are you doing on a reality TV show?
I think it was just a startup, because she said she was in IT. Do you think
is so she why just are you in on a reality TV? Why are you on a reality TV show?
Great question.
If like your business is so, if you're so into your business and you work from 5 a.m. to midnight and blah, 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 and all this stuff, why are you on a reality TV show?
She works 2,000 hours a week, man. I know. She's really busy.
So okay. It must be to promote the business in some sort.
Yes. But she has to be vague
related.
It. Yeah.
It's you very. Can't
say what the business is.
But you know, it can tank your business being on a reality TV show. So yeah. You got to calculate that in, right?
Right.
That's what
Nick. You know what? I heard some rumors of what the company was. It's this company called X. Yeah.
Oh, wow. She started X. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was her idea to change the name.
That's well, that's genius. That's incredible.
It's genius.
Yeah, Nick Thompson says that he can't get a job anymore because in one of his lawsuits because of Love is Blind, that nobody will hire him.
He's not a mega influencer by now with all the cool photos no. He takes for his dude.
Because of Love is Blind, he can't get a job. So she really should have thought about this.
That's crazy. Yeah. But she's an entrepreneur, you know?
Yeah.
By the time she comes out of this, she'll have like 8 businesses.
But I do think, though, when I'm like, well, yeah, if you go, I mean, by the way, a lot of the stuff that Nick says when he goes against reality producers is very true. And the unionizing is right. But I'm like, yeah, if I went on a reality TV show and I had like a real job, I would be like, my career could really be fucked up by going on this show.
Yeah.
Especially when like doctors go on. I'm like,
truth be told, the only types of professions that could really benefit is your and I's, and we don't want to go on that show.
No. No. But yeah, so Roxanne says she needs someone career focused and Antonio just isn't it. Well, then why are you on the show? Excuse to dump Antonio and get followers. And he says he could walk away if Roxanne said no at the end of the experiment. Well, get ready to walk away.
Oh yeah. Get ready to walk away like you got rejected on Shark Tank, because that's how it's gonna be.
Yeah. Vanessa and Nick, they explain the premise of the show again.
Love
just
it.
In case anybody missed out. They say, look around. Your significant other could fuck somebody else in this room.
I wish they would. I really
they basically know. Said that. They basically said that. We meet the stars of the show for the first two episodes, Lisa and Brian. They've been together for 2 years. Lisa issued the ultimatum. She says, we love each other. What are you waiting on? Brian is like, isn't it a little soon? I want us to be more financially secure, which is every man's excuse.
Boy, we hear it. I was going to say we hear it a lot on Ultimatum specifically.
It's a great excuse.
Yeah, season one and two. I feel like I'm like, what am I watching? You know, talking money here. This
we
is,
need more money in the banana stand. Okay, we need
a lot of financial discussions here. I don't need to hear about everyone's 401ks. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
We get James and Ryan. By the way, the fact that we have a Brian, a Ryan, and a Raya, it's too complicated. The casting, they fucked up. They should have had people change names. I don't get it's problematic.
Let's just all lump them into one name and call them Bariah Ryan or something.
Bariah Ryan, yes.
Yes.
She says they're out of school now. and it's time. They've been together since they were 16 years old. They've been together 7 years, but they've never lived together. The longest they've spent together is 2 weeks on a family vacation. So I like that.
But that's not even together. That's still a family.
Yeah, that's vacation. What they said. They were like, it was supervised. It was like they were chaperoned dates, you know.
These two need to get by themselves at some point.
Well, I like that. It's weird that they didn't live together in college after being together for that long.
Yeah,
like even like senior year or something.
Maybe they were living with their parents during college.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of people do that. You know?
People do that, but I don't know. I didn't get the vibe that like she
you
would.
Think because... they want to though. You think they want to get out of their parents' house, but you know,
I don't know, but. I think it's funny that they're going to live with like their new people in their trial marriage before they ever live with each other.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
James doesn't believe in a one true love. I thought that was a red flag.
Well, statistically speaking, sir,
it's like, it's not a red flag that he doesn't believe in like a soulmate or a one true flag or what, sorry, a one true love. It's a red flag that he said it.
Yeah. That is a one true flag, though.
It is a one true flag, yes.
One true red flag.
Ryan thinks he should be sure about marrying her. If he's not, what the hell are they doing? I mean, you go, girl. And James also wants to be more financially secure. You know, at least
again with the finances.
At least they are children and might not have any money. They're like, well, he's like, where are we gonna live?
I tell you what, if they keep saving up their allowance, one of these days they're going to get a house on their own.
He's like, we can't even live together.
$5 a week
right
adds
now.
Up, Max. It's been 7 years. $5 a week, 7 years. They're getting close to that down payment. They're getting there.
They're getting there.
You just can't spend it all in candy and movies, you know?
Come well, on. He is a fat ass, okay? He has to keep it fat, okay? So that was the most interesting thing that guy said, that he is a fat ass. I was like, can you talk more about that?
Can you show us it?
Show please? Us. Shake that fat ass, James.
Shake
come
that
on.
Booty. Come on.
Trey and Raya, they're dating 2 years. Trey is like, we are financially secure and we live together. And he says his parents have been married for 30 years. Raya says she doesn't see happy, healthy marriages because she sees bad things on social media. So why should they get married?
She doesn't see happy, healthy marriages at Hooters. All the time.
No. And on social media,
the wives don't want to be there. I don't understand.
And like her yeah, not and I guess her algorithm is showing her like people fighting in marriages on TikTok. Her algorithm
she probably exclusively watches fight videos.
Yeah. divorce content. The algorithm isn't serving her good things.
She watches those like brawls that happen at McDonald's at 2 a.m.
Yeah. And she's like, these people must be married.
Yeah.
Their first Valentine's Day, Trey gave Raya this elaborate display of romance. And Raya said, it's not quite like the TikTok video. So he never does romantic gestures anymore. Fair, like what the fuck? He's like, I can't compare to TikTok influencers with $1 million. She's like, well, where's the drone to film it? You know, like, where's the Lambo?
Why didn't you tape a red square in Best Buy and let me fit as many things as I could into the square? And then you buy it for me.
Yeah, I know. Where's the Rock? Where's Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Where's Chandler? Chandler here.
She says she's still figuring out.
That wasn't
out.
A Friends reference, by the way. That was
it was Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast reference.
Everybody knows. Everybody loves Mr. Beast. Who likes us? We're very connected.
We're not Chuggy. All of our listeners are young. And,
yeah.
And full
Mr. Beast fans. They're all 5 years old. She says she's figuring out things in her life. Okay. She's still figuring things out. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, blue cheese or ranch, it's hard to figure out. You don't want to, you know.
That was so weird.
You got to take your time.
Nick and Vanessa. Vanessa Ryan's, don't forget, she gave Nick an ultimatum. They dated other people, and then he came back to her. So the show is based on their lives, so it 100% works, okay?
It's beautiful.
So you all have to fuck each other. That's what she's saying. Fuck each other and get preggy.
Yes, it'll do wonders for your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Nick says that Vanessa is the greatest thing he has ever done. Saucy. Okay.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, then explain the premise again. All right, we get the original couples on their final night together. All right, so Kat and Alex, who we haven't met yet, 2 years. Kat is 27. Alex is 31. Kat is issuing the ultimatum because Alex says he can't be 100% sure, and he is telling us that they've been busy. They're too busy to get married. I think that's a really good excuse.
Sure.
That's basically my excuse. Why not?
Yeah.
Too busy.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
But so, is it with work or is it just like we're too busy?
Well, that's the good thing. That's the funny thing. He doesn't really, you know.
He never specifies with what he's busy with. They seem to travel a lot. I looked at one of the Instagrams. They seem to travel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what he says about Kat?
Kat drives me crazy.
Kat drives him crazy.
That little inflection at the end is a little concerning, isn't it?
She drives me crazy.
She
drives me crazy because I find her really fucking boring, Ben. Painfully boring. Her and Antonio, I'm like paint drying, Ben.
Yeah, I hope they end up together just so that the sequence can be shortened quite a bit. Yeah.
Oh,
we can fast forward. Yeah.
I would, if we weren't covering this, I would definitely fast forward through a lot of this show.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Kat is basically like, I don't want to leave here without you. I want this to make us stronger. I want to leave here engaged. And she's like, is that likely that we'll leave here engaged? And he literally just goes, I'm busy. Can I get back to you? We're really busy. We're going to be really, really busy with stuff.
Really, really busy.
Yeah.
I'm really busy being on this show right now.
Yeah, so. They have a boring conversation. But she says she would love him if he went bald and had a beer belly. I mean, that is love, okay?
True love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Raya and Trey, 2 years together. Raya is 24. Trey is 28. Raya is like, I feel like I should feel more secure in my life before I get married. You need to be more emotional. She also says, you won't plan dates and do fun things with me. Well, nothing will ever live up to your TikTok standards, okay?
No.
Raya.
Yeah.
She
wants to, like, shoot hoops from off of the, the Empire State Building, like Dude Perfect.
Yeah, where's Dude Perfect?
Yeah.
I like that we can only make YouTube references and not TikTok references. Where's Charli D'Amelio? I want to do dances with her and Addison Rae. There's some TikTok references for you. Here we go. There we go. TikTok.
I just assumed that all these people were on TikTok as well.
He's like, I need to take care of you. And she's like, I don't need to be taken care of. I want to figure my career out and stuff. You want to take care of someone. Well, I can't wait till we get to later because she definitely does want to be taken care of. We learned in episode 2. But,
oh, yeah.
But let's save it because that will be a fun discussion.
Oh, yes.
She drops the bomb and says, would you be okay if we didn't have kids? And he just kind of ignores. And he's like,
kind of a big discussion.
And he's like, let's just get married. We'll figure it out later. I just want to be with you.
Look, accidents are going to happen. You know, I can't predict the future.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a shit what you're talking about. We just got to get married, okay? I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it.
We got to do it. We got to do it. It's the show. We got to do it.
He's like, I'll convince her. It's fine. He's not listening to her.
Oh, poor Raya.
Why are you calling her poor? Because she's a Hooters waitress?
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
Roxanne and Antonio, 4 years. Roxanne's 31, Antonio's 30. She says she doesn't know if she believes in marriage. It's real. It's a real thing.
It's not
a legal binding contract. It's not
Santa
like
Claus.
Easter Bunny. It's not. We have 5-year-old listeners, Ben. That's not.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. I'm just gonna say we spoiled it for our Mr.
We
Beast
fucked
listeners.
Up for all our 5-year-old listeners.
Shit.
She says she wakes up at 5 a.m. and works till she goes to sleep. But Antonio says she works after she goes to sleep, too.
Yeah.
How do you
in
work
her mind?
In her mind.
She's a lucid dreamer. Do you know what those are?
Stop.
So she's a lucid dreamer. So she, in her dream, she makes phone calls and sends emails.
Yeah, she's always. She sounds like an absolute joy to be dating.
All she wants just a quick burger and a sunset, and then she can get back to work. And that's all she wants. But she does want to bring 3 of her laptops and a few monitors with her to look at the sunset.
I'm sure there are things wrong with Antonio too, but I just haven't seen them yet. He just seems like boring and kind of
so boring.
Milk toast. Maybe he just has no initiative. She says he has no ambition, but she seems to just want him to like this is what she says. She says it would be nice if when she was done with work, if he would have burgers ready and then they would go down to the park.
Yes.
And I'm like, so you want him to be like your house husband?
Yes.
But also, like, you're always working. Like, would you be able to do that? Do you want to spend time with him? Like,
she just wants him to pick up a couple of Big Macs from McDonald's. And then while they're driving home and she's answering a few emails, you can look out the window for a second and see the sunset.
We have to be more productive. While she's sleeping, he can feed them to her while she's sleeping.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Yes. Pour a big old milkshake in her mouth.
Lisa and Brian. Here we go. Stars of the show. 2 years dating. Brian, 28. Lisa, 31. She's like, why wouldn't you propose? He says, what's going to change when I propose? She says, women have a biological clock. He says, you're saying, what you're saying now is you're trying to force me. How dare she? She's basically pointing a gun at his head. How dare she? She's evil.
That's fucked up.
He says, we're basically a married couple now. What is this? What I sound like? Am I evil?
Yes, you are. You literally have a devil hat on.
Yeah. She brings up that finances aren't an issue because he has a 6-figure chick in his lap. But he seems to say that finances aren't even really the whole picture. So, yeah. And then she's like, maybe it's because I'm 3 years older than you, which is really fucking things up. And I'm like, wow, you're really giving him a lot of excuses now. That's not what's happening.
Maybe it's because you hate me. Could that be it?
But Ben, this is what stood out to me.
And who's giving someone who is wanting to be married, like that's symbolic of a man who knows what he wants. He's in a place in his life where he's ready to get married. Like
a man who wants to get married is embolic of a man who knows what he wants. Embolic.
That's not in my wheelhouse. That's not in my dictionary.
Like an embolism. Like a pulmonary embolism, maybe.
is it a word? I don't know.
It is. Okay. Embolic. I wrote this down. Over relating to an embolus or an embolism. An embolism, it can be the insertion of one or more days in a calendar or the sudden obstruction of a blood vessel by an embolus.
Oh, my God. That's a perfect description for their.
Yeah, she really nailed it on the head.
Yeah, I'll say.
Wow. Lisa, I mean, just whipping out embolic. Definitely.
I mean, that's an allegory for you.
Definitely the word that she intended to use.
She gets deep.
Yeah. Embolic. I was like, that really stood out to me, that one. So they get in bed and we get the nighttime camera and I'm like, they fucking. And they doing the embolic nasty. And then at 1:22 a.m., Lisa is crying and says she wants to go home. And Brian's like, let's talk. But at specifically 8:17 a.m., they both seem more at ease with the situation. And I'm like, okay, so between 1:22 a.m. and 8:17 a.m., the producers read her contract. Right?
Yes. This is all interesting to me given, what happens in the second episode.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is a precursor for sure.
She was calling out her pregnant friend to mail her some pee.
Yeah. What it was.
Yeah. I mean, the whole situation was just really messing with her head. Wow.
I love it.
So Ryan and James. Oh, Ryan, she's from South Carolina. She's never dated before, okay? And James, he can't wait to see her spit game. The spit game, Ben.
Ryan looks a lot like Christine Taylor. You ever notice that?
Who's Christine Taylor again?
Ben Stiller's
wife. Yes. She does look like her a little bit. Yeah. I do see that.
Yeah.
So she wants an engagement ring, and he's like, "Well, we have to afford me to make my grandma's look nicer." And she's like, "I don't care about that. You should just propose to me." And he's like,
"But that ring.
I'm busy. Call back. Please call back later. Talk to you later.
I'm trying to get the glitter on the diamond, and it's just not right yet. And I keep
it's gonna take me a few years. It's a long process. I've been
gluing a lot of stuff onto this ring.
Yeah, and sorry. I'm just
trying to make it really cool.
Gonna have to call you back. Got some other people on the line. Mm-hmm. But then we get this beautiful song. Did you hear this song?
Oh, I love this song.
Ooh.
Now that's a really deep and dark song. We all die like fireflies, and we're heading towards the light. But they are the light because they're fireflies.
Mm.
Think about that shit. They're heading towards themselves.
So we're all killing ourselves. Yeah,
we're killing each other.
Oh, each other. Yeah, that's wow. Ooh.
And that's how fireflies die.
Wow. Because they think each other are lamps.
Yeah. But it's like an allegory for humanity because we all kill each other. You know, that's what
we do. That's how we die. We all die by killing each other. That's how
we die. We all die by killing each other, by flying into each other or running into each other somehow.
It's true.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow. We're going to end things here. That's a little sad. So we got 1 week until the choice, pool party. Ryan feels scandalous in her one piece bathing suit. Oh my God, I'm so revealing. What am I gonna do? Oh my God, I've never been in front of a man before in my bathing suit.
I've only ever been in front of my parents in my bathing suit.
I've never swam before. Oh my God.
Can I even swim without my mom looking over me and making sure I'm not drowning?
I've never swam without floaties before. What am I going to do?
I just ate lunch. I don't know if it's a good idea for me to go in the pool right now.
Raya was Googling how to flirt. So is that where she learned how to ask important questions like ranch or blue cheese?
Yes.
Now, did you think that impacted her?
I will say, I got a little tickled by that. I was like, ooh.
Ooh. Damn, girl. You know the way to a
ask
man's...
me that at a Hooters, please. Oh,
so what are you, Ben? Ranch or blue cheese?
Neither.
Not so you just eat your wings straight.
I'm not a wings guy. But I like barbecue wings, and I just like them barbecue, and that's
okay. But if you had to pick one,
if I absolutely had to pick one, I'd pick ranch.
Okay, I'm a blue cheese guy. Blue cheese.
Wow.
Not really a ranch guy.
Wow.
Not really a ranch guy. I quite like blue cheese. Blue cheese.
All right.
Ranch.
Glad we got that in the books.
But dude, Kat and James both have double jointed thumbs.
That's insane. They should get married.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's compatible.
Yeah. Let's go through this quickly. Roxanne, she needs someone super ambitious. Trey likes that she has her shit together. She doesn't like that James is right out of school. She clicks, and her and Brian, they like click at first, and Brian's like, yeah, we have a lot in common, but Rye is really hot. You know, she's hot. Like, I think Roxanne and I are compatible, but Rye is hot.
She's so hot. She works at Hooters.
She's hot. She talks about chicken wings and she's hot.
I got to pedal back real quick, though, because there was one really funny line with Roxanne and Trey where he goes, what do you value the most? And what do you value the most? And she goes, what do you mean, like to put my money into? He's clearly talking about like it. Clearly, he goes, he's just like, well, I think I got my answer.
She's like Roth IRA.
Love, family, faith. she's like, what? You mean what coin do I like right now? Ethereum.
She's like, my last name is McDuck. What do you think?
She's great. I think she's gonna be she's gonna save the season with Lisa gone. I think yes. She's gonna save the season.
Brian and Raya, they have chemistry, but Lisa, she is fuming, oh, yeah. Watching that.
Not a good start if it's already happening right now.
No, yeah. No. James and Raya talk. They talk about how they both had, as they said, fucked up childhoods and single moms. James says that they really hit it off. Now, I'm like, I don't see this happening, but by the end of episode two, I'm all like, maybe it will.
All the best relationships start from trauma bonding.
Yes.
So, yes.
I mean, and she's probably into his big donk donk.
Yes, his big.
Who can resist that fat ass? I can't. James is fat ass, dude.
She's going to be feeding him more wings. Sure
when Jeezy's is fucking, when he finally wears jeans, it's going to be game over.
He's going to be wearing that Hooters bib 24/7.
She's going to give him like those Hooters shorts and those leggings that they wear that like match your skin color so that like
he
doesn't look like you're wearing the leggings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You ever have the fried pickles from Hooters?
No.
They're good. They're good.
Oh, okay.
Have you been to Hooters?
No, I haven't.
They have good fried pickles.
Okay. I'll take the wife there on our anniversary.
Yeah, you should go.
Okay.
Ryan and Trey. Ryan is like, it's crazy because you're an engineer and James is into aerospace engineering and you're from South Carolina and so am I. So like, we should get married.
You're on the ultimatum and so am I.
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
You have teeth and I have a few too. Yeah. And Trey's like, I feel really compatible with Ryan, but I want to talk to Lisa because she's really hot.
She's really hot, though.
Like, obviously, I connect with Ryan a lot and I should end up with her, but Lisa, she's hot. So,
I mean, like, the heart wants what it wants.
It's just so funny. You know? All the women, you know, they want to talk to the guys they're compatible with, and the guys, they just want to go after to the women who they think is the hottest.
They're like, hey, dude, hall pass, you know?
Yeah.
How am I not gonna go for those?
They're like, we're just swinging. Who cares? I'm just here to swing. We see Lisa and Trey talk. They just connect. They're giving an ultimatum. Antonio and Kat, they're boring.
Very boring.
Roxanne and Alex, they cheers to both having been given ultimatum. They high five to both being 31. What are the odds?
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
Dude, they both do software sales. She owns a company. He used to own a company. And their parents both owned companies.
Yeah.
These two are fucking thrilling.
It's wild. Who do you think their parents are? Is Bill and Melinda?
Bill and Melinda and Bezos and his wife.
His ex.
Yeah whatever her name is. If they had a foundation that I knew of, it'd be easier to remember.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
I feel bad for not knowing her name. We should know her name.
Yeah.
All right. 4 days until The Choice. So we missed 3 days of stuff. And I think that they all went on dates, it seems like.
Yeah. They wanted to skip forward to all the good Lisa stuff.
Yeah, they were like, these dates are...
They fast-forwarded through their own dailies.
I know. It was like, we missed like a lot of dates. It's really funny.
They got bored themselves.
I know. It's like there was definitely a lot more content up until The Choice in the first season of The Ultimatum. And they were just like, there's nothing here this time. Like, nothing happened.
The cameraman probably didn't click record when Kat and Antonio were dating, and he just fell asleep behind.
Yeah, he dozed the fuck off.
Yeah.
So they all talk about who are the best dates. Lisa says Antonio. Ryan says Trey. Raya says she liked two guys, but had way more in common with Brian rather than James. And Lisa feels uncomfortable and walks away. Brian and Lisa do shots, and they have, you know, they're very flirty. This is Brian and Lisa, sorry. Right? Brian and Lisa talk, right? Yes, Brian and Lisa have a conversation. And they talk about how it shouldn't be so hard and stuff. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
And she's just like upset. She's not a happy camper.
She's getting jealous. She's starting to panic that this was a mistake.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is she so upset?
Doesn't she know that this is a proven system that works and psychiatrists are wrong and reality TV producers are right?
She's just watching her now ex. It's her ex-boyfriend. They broke up for the show, okay? She's just watching him date, you know?
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
You know, until they get back together.
She's watching him date a young, attractive woman. I don't get what the problem is.
I don't
get
it either.
I don't get it.
Just let him fuck the Hooters girl, okay? Jeez.
Yes. Let's get to Raya and Brian. He asks her what she likes to do besides eat, and she says watch movies with candles and be intimate. And they start listing senses. Ooh.
So it must be like a lot of like Exorcist films if it's like movies that have candles in it.
Yes.
Or like maybe there's some good documentaries about candle making.
There's also 16 candles.
16 candles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They also seem to have trouble listing the senses. They're like, there's touch and smell. Is it smell?
Yeah, smell.
Spelling. Lick.
Arithmetic.
Cough.
But
Lisa, she is not having this.
Yeah, sitting up there talking to the Hooters bitch.
Oh shit.
I don't get what her working at Hooters has to do with this, Ben. I think she should be canceled.
I don't either.
I think she should be canceled. No one would be angry.
And the only reason we've referenced Hooters this much is because she did. And so...
And they're sponsoring this podcast. Hooters.com. Reality alert. For some free blue cheese dip.
Use the code BOOBS.
There you go. You're welcome. So when she cocksblocked them, I just didn't think that was very nice.
Yeah, well, it was very mean. I like the way you put that. It's very mean.
It's mean. They were having
They're there to swing.
Swing. It was an agreed swingers ball, and she ruined it.
Yeah.
What's the problem here?
He was courting this woman, and he was cock-blocked by his own girlfriend.
She said that Raya's intentions weren't pure. I mean, what are you talking about?
I think it's pure. I don't know.
And then she palmed Brian in the face.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, she tried to dribble it like a basketball using her skills yeah. on the court.
Do you think that would have been a flagrant one or a flagrant two on the court?
Flagrant two. I mean,
I think it was a flagrant two.
It was definitely yeah. intentional.
Potential suspension for a yes. couple of episodes.
Not from the ultimatum, though. There's no rules. I like how Brian just says, hey, that's lame. It is lame.
It is. I've never actually seen that move before, if I can be honest. Like, I'm used to seeing the sideways slap. I'm not used to seeing, like, an upended.
It was very strategic to not get kicked off the show.
It really was. It was like, I'm grabbing your face, like, not and I'm pushing it, and then I'm shoving it back.
Yeah, I know. I was like, is that a hit?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you make contact slow enough, then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, when you get in there, it's like, okay, I'm touching your face now, and now I can.
It's good. You know, so now everybody knows how to hit people and not get kicked off reality shows. It's really yeah, good. Great. Thank you,
Lisa. MTV, are you taking notes?
I like when Brian and her walk outside and I was like, "Oh, it's daytime?"
Yeah.
Oh.
It's 11 a.m. actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not learning anything from the Hooters bitch. You're not learning anything from her. You should be swinging with a teacher to learn some knowledge, a professor. So you can learn something, not from this dense ass female. I want you to learn when you swing.
You should be dating Jill Biden, you idiot.
It's like doctor of education. And then we get one of my favorite quotes of all time from The Ultimatum.
We're done. Fuck marriage. Fuck The Ultimatum. Fuck you.
Yeah, that one's going to get used a lot this season.
Fuck
The Ultimatum.
Yo, fuck The Ultimatum. Fuck you. Yeah. Ah! Oh. It was epic. She was so good, and she thought she was off the show. The producers walk her away. They take her in the car. She's like, take me away, and they just take out that contract. They have it on a scroll, and they open the scroll yeah. and hold it to her. And they have, like, the little guy, and he's like, let me read you the contract.
I hear decree.
You cannot leave, or he will charge you $150,000
unless you present a positive pregnancy test.
Or you must answer these questions 3.
And she's like, good thing that pregnancy pee is coming in the mail from my friend, Cindy. Cindy got that positive pregnancy pee.
Are you supposing that they looked at the pee stick? Is that what you're supposing?
Yes. That's what they said. They said she showed us. That's what Nick said. He was like, she took a pregnancy test, said it was positive. I think she showed it to them and was like, look, I'm pregnant.
Was it positive or was she positive that she was pregnant?
I don't know. I think she got some pregnancy pee. I don't think she's pregnant.
I'm afraid to check her page on Instagram because I'm sure it's going to be spoiler heavy since all the episodes have dropped.
What, you think she comes back?
No, I mean, just to see if she's pregnant, maybe? Still,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or had the baby? I don't know when they filmed this. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows?
You know, obviously, there's lots of situations that could happen, but... you know, what if I go on her page? I see there's a yeah. baby, you know?
Then, I know.
I don't know. Oh, but she was great. She was great.
She's a
and
star.
I was afraid that it was done after this. And thank goodness we get her in episode 2.
I know. Brian walks back in and everyone's like, how dare she act like that? We're all swingers now. She knows we all agreed that we swing. It just wasn't cool.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand. They all signed up for the same thing. Did you not read the scroll?
I know. We even had that decree guy to help us out. Like, When somebody decrees to you, you listen.
I do decree that you will swing, and swing you shall, and swing you will.
We will have an 11 a.m. swingers cocktail hour, and you shall swing and not cock block your ex. No cock blocking shall occur.
May I suggest another 3 martinis, madam?
Yeah. You come back. Trey in confessional says, I love Raya, but I'm making a lot of connections now, and I have even more questions. So he's swinging fine.
Oh, yeah. He's loving it.
He's over the Hooters. He's over the Hooters, bitch. He wants to learn.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready for class. He's going to have to meet with teacher after class, that's for sure.
He wants a less dense-ass female, you know? He wants someone who can float. Roxanne and Alex, they go on a date, and it is so thrilling to hear them talk about finances and stuff.
It feels like an interview this day. Yes. It feels like a job interview.
It's super sexy, though. They're like, oh, finances and marriage and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I was almost expecting them both to like pull out their portfolios and start like talking numbers.
Yeah, I thought they're going to have those portfolios that like have or like those like I don't know what they have. They have like the calculators like built into them.
Yes.
Talking about the folders and they're going to like, yeah.
And then she like pulls out one of those old 80s brick cell phones and then she's like she's like talking about how sell.
Yeah, and then they're each going to take out multiple phones and have their accountants on them. They're going to do the whole thing.
And then she says, greed is good. That's what she says. Yeah.
So then Antonio and Kat, there's nothing to talk about. Kat's like, have you felt jealous? And he's like, yeah, I felt jealous.
All right.
Okay, have fun, guys.
These two are so boring.
No, 2 days until the choice. James,
you know what I was thinking real quick about the Alex and Roxanne thing? Again, I just gotta say, isn't this reminiscent of, I feel like, who was it? It was Nancy on that season of Love is Blind that like had all those properties with all of her exes.
Yeah, she was like a slumlord. Yeah.
She's just looking for... Roxanne is looking for that same situation that Nancy has. She just like, she'll have all these business partners that were, she also dated, but then they just become like people that she has property.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nancy like kept the exes around as business partners.
As business partners. Yes.
And I was like, why aren't you cool with me having my exes around all the time?
They're just like, business partners. It's just business.
It's just business. Okay. James and Raya. Oh, this is where James talks about his fat ass. Best part of the episode.
Right.
Thank you,
this
James.
Is 2 days until the decision now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The choice.
Or the choice. Yes.
The choice. And then they talk about having single parents. And then this is interesting. They both shower at morning and at night.
Interesting.
That is a lot of effort.
It is the South. You know, it gets sweltering down there, right?
Yeah, but I guess
sweaty.
No, but
I would say when I first moved to New York from Denver, and got this cool Seinfeld apartment behind me.
Yeah,
I was not used to the humidity because I'm used to the dry, arid air in Colorado, so I was taking a lot of showers every day just because I was sweating buckets.
Yeah. If they live in North Carolina, where, you know, I lived for 4 years, except in like the deep heat of summer, it's generally pretty temperate. You're not sweating a lot.
Yeah.
I just think that, I don't know. It's a big, I shower every day, but I think twice is a big commitment unless you're a big sweater. Maybe his fat ass just causes him to sweat a lot.
Or causes other people to sweat.
Ooh, I'm sweating right now.
Woo-wee.
I'm not anti as dirty.
Are we? Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Are we like exposing ourselves as being?
Yeah. We're weird because we don't shower twice a day. No, that's it's overdoing it. We have important things to do, like watch reality TV shows and take a lot of notes.
Yes. And I sweat while taking the notes.
And big, talk about fat asses.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Raya and Brian, she said Brian closed up after the fiasco the other night, probably because he's busy planning his escape.
Yeah.
He's trying to get some extra backup positive pregnancy tea off pregnancy P off of Craigslist in case Cindy's is bunk. So this is, so if you remember previously, Raya said that she did not need or want to be taken care of. Well, this is what she says in this conversation. She says that she expects the man to cover the mortgage or the rent, but she can cover the electricity. But they can go grocery shopping together. She says she doesn't need too much, but I just want to spend as long as my card doesn't decline.
Yeah, that's a little reminiscent of Amber from season one of Love is Blind, isn't it?
A little bit, but she wasn't like, she was just like in debt.
She was more forward with, I'm in debt. Yeah.
She was in debt. I don't think Raya's in debt. Raya says, I don't need to be taken care of. But she's also saying, I expect whoever I'm with to pay the mortgage or the rent, but I'll help out with the electricity. And also,
not the Wi-Fi, just
maybe utilities. Maybe
I don't want to have to deal with Verizon or Comcast, you know?
Yeah, so. No. Maybe groceries.
Yeah.
And then I expect a lot of money on my card and I expect it not to decline because I like shopping.
But I don't know why they'd need to do any finances with groceries with where she works. She could just bring back.
Yeah, I know. You got everything you need. But I don't need to be taken care of.
Yeah.
It's a little...
You know. I can provide my own electricity.
Okay? Yeah, I don't worry. I got it covered. I got the electricity, guys.
I've got a generator.
I'm just saying she could be a little more, you know, honest about about what she's expecting. You know, she's telling her now ex, but her boyfriend that she doesn't need to be taken care of when she's expecting, you know, him to carry basically all of the finances minus the electricity.
Yeah, the mortgage. Yeah.
He's like, I got your dream car. And she's like, yeah, but not my dream career. But I expect you to, you know, spend all of your money and then I'll chip in a little bit for electricity.
Yeah. You know, I think it's fair. It's a fair trade.
Yeah, definitely. Because she'll be home bringing unlimited blue cheese and ranch.
Maybe she could throw water and trash into the mix. I don't know. Mm. Trash gets pricey depending on where you're at.
Wait, like trash?
Trash pickup. Yeah.
Wait, you have to pay for your trash to be picked up?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know this, do you? Because you're in the tri-state area. So
Wait. We didn't have to. Wait, what?
If you have a home. If you have a home.
You have to pay for your trash to get picked up?
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
It's not a public...
No.
Wow.
No, it's a private thing.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get
if you have a home. So a lot of landlords will pay for it with apartments. But if you have a home...
I feel so ignorant.
Yeah, I
know. Do you pick who your provider is?
It's usually one big company.
They have a monopoly?
They have a monopoly on trash.
That's fucked up. I want to pick who my trash guys are.
No, you've been living in your Brooklyn apartments. I didn't know either until I moved back to Colorado. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I feel so ignorant and stupid.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, she said she was, we get the sad thing. She's pregnant years ago and she never heard a heartbeat. I thought there was something up with the kids situation when she was talking about it previously. But she seems that she's like, she would have kids tomorrow.
the kid situation is up in the air. She's open about it, you know.
It definitely seems like there's like some trauma there.
Well, yeah, I'm certainly
like big time.
Yeah.
So I get it. She just doesn't want to even think about it right now.
Yeah.
You know. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Trey and Lisa are on a date, and I'm like, Lisa's still here? She's still in the show? And I was feeling optimistic.
Lisa?
I know. I was like, Lisa, she's still here? Trey says he admires how passionate she is. And so do we. He took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're
going to see her at the reunion with the full pregnant belly. And then, like, the basketball falls out of the shirt on the floor.
Please.
Because she plays basketball, right?
Yeah. Trey says that all Rye wants to talk about is makeup and hair, and then she feels like he doesn't listen to her. They just seem like a very happy couple with really good communication issues. What's the problem here? Yeah. He should propose at the choice dinner, so then there's only three couples. That would be really good. Just like last year.
I was hoping to see that part in this episode. I'm bummed.
I thought that they might kiss at the end of this scene. There was Tench. There was Kem.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But nothing. Let's see. Trey and Ryan.
I like how most of these women are just concerned about living with these guys in terms of their cleanliness. Like, I like that they're just like, you're gonna clean up after yourself, right? I'm not gonna have to fucking clean up after you, am I?
Yeah, they're like,
they're like,
shower.
They're like, what do you define as clean? I don't know.
Yes. Do you know how to?
Did you see Cole's bathroom in that season of Love Is Blind? Like, what do you define as clean?
They're like, do you know how to clean the lint out of the dryer, please? I'm afraid of house fires. Thank you.
Do you know how to load a dishwasher? Do you know how to put stuff in the dishwasher?
But Ben, did you notice something that happened right before the choice happened?
Now what?
The return of a reality alert favorite.
Oh yes. If I am with fire, if I am with fire, if I run, if I hide, before the wolves come out. That's some deep foreshadowing.
Yes. I mean, how many times is that? This might be the third time this has appeared in a Netflix reality show.
Oh, fourth? Yeah.
I love when it shows. They love. I mean, we love that one.
We love it. It's a hit. It's a hit.
Yeah, this is the longest they played it. It went even longer than that. It was great. They're playing with fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Lisa vanished. Brian, gone.
Yeah. Their whereabouts unknown.
Yes.
There's currently a search for them.
And Vanessa, MIA, put her face on a milk carton.
What did the man with the scroll do to them? What did he do to them?
I decree that I have captured them.
If you want
we will
them,
let the people decide your fate.
If you want to free them, make the show more interesting. Replace Kat and Antonio.
I love this guy.
I know, he's good. I mean, I think we do have some potential for messiness and stuff, you know?
Sure. I think Roxanne is going to do a lot of heavy lifting this season. I really do.
Yeah. Maybe they can get Lisa to come back.
I hope. I really do hope. I want to see her go on a basketball date. I want to see her shoot some hoops.
How are they going to prevent a proposal at the dinner again?
Because
that was the best, but that was the best episode. Last
we need season. The squire. We need the squire.
This guy, no, no sit. Engagements. Sit down. No kneeling at the table.
You stand when we tell you to stand. You'll kneel when we tell you to kneel. You'll propose when we tell you to propose.
They had them walk through a metal detector to make sure there were no rings. They patted them down.
Yes. Perfect. Any rings that there were, they had to throw it into a pit of lava, like in Lord
of the Rings. Yeah, this is not fucking happening again. It was in the contract. Like, there'll be no proposals until the end.
Yes. Yeah.
For that fucking
burn it, burn the gold.
You can get out with a pregnancy clause. They shouldn't have it. You know, they're gonna have to include it. It's like, if you're pregnant, you must continue. We do not care.
Yeah.
But oh, I thought it was funny.
I think it's a health thing, because remember we had LC on for our last season of Love Is Blind, our last season of Love Is Blind, and she was talking about season one with Mark and how he got out of his contract to go to After the Altar because of a health clause in the contract relating to COVID, and saying that he was like exposed to COVID or something like that. I'm wondering if maybe they were able to get out of it through that health clause or something, of like, hey, my health situation has changed because I'm pregnant now.
Damn, that stink. They can really thank Cindy for that positive pregnancy pee, man. That is shit. No, I really liked how at the end of it, they zoomed in on one of the other men. Like, they zoomed in on Trey. And like, I was like, are you trying to say that like that Trey is like,
Trey got her pregnant?
Am I the father? Is the next episode gonna make a mystery like who knocked her up and then she was pregnant within 1 week? Is Trey the dad? Trey was like, oh shit.
I didn't think we did it, but I guess we did.
Oh shit. They zoomed in on him. I was like, that's hilarious. Oh fuck.
So when you like think about a girl you like when you're like, you know, in private, like then they actually get pregnant the next day.
Yeah, and you can and it shows up within 1 week too.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, he was like, "Oh,
is this exactly what Trevor said in middle school?"
So stupid. Well, Ben, what a wacky couple of episodes of Ultimatum we've had. Six more to go somehow. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Let's just hope Lisa's back.
Yeah, Lisa, you gotta come back.
I hope they work something out with her. I really do.
Please.
Please.
She can at least come and yell at people and tell them to learn.
Stars can get pregnant too.
That's true.
Come on.
Well, this has been great. It is good to be back. We should have our next episode covering episodes 3 and 4 coming out in the next couple of days, and then onward, probably Saturday. So stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe to us at youtube.com/realityalert. Follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Write us a nice review. Welcome us back on Apple. It really helps and all of that stuff. Follow us at Reality Alert Podcast on Instagram and all that fun stuff. Ben, anything else?
Nope. Stay rascally, rascals.
Yeah, stay tuned.
We missed updates. You all very
love
much.
You so much. Okay. Mwah. Mwah. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
We're done. Fuck marriage. Fuck the ultimatum. Fuck you.